what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but there is a time to laugh. And now is that time. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Keep this in mind when you're thinking about the news. News with an agenda is propaganda. Yep, that's the truth. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? That's simple. Because God said I could. Well, that's a good reason. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. This will tell you everything you got to know about the show you're about to listen to. For those who are seasoned professionals and rookies, here's the answer for everything. We don't know what we're doing. There you go.
Not one ounce of clue.
It's like tin cans and a string. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. So for example, what's something different that you and I can do this week that would actually be a blessing to somebody that we have an opportunity to bless? What could we do to be a blessing? Interesting. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That would be sad. Just give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. I know it's not a 1-800 number, but it's still 972-445-0770. And when you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D, let me tell you what that's like. That's like going into the week with great faith and expectation.
I like that, Dave.
Yeah. Instead of going into the week going, oh, no, it's Monday. It's my birthday. Don't do that. Go into the week with great faith and expectation. You serve the living God and he loves you. How cool is that? That's just awesome. But by the way, you can call us, but you can also text us. So that's new for a lot of people. Live during the show, you can text us. And no, I'm not paying for an 800 number for that either. But how to text us? You just text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Semi-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
Yeah, semi-professional. You can also email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, @hemustincrease.org. Not supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, anti-disestablishmentarism. Just david@hemustincrease.org. We're going to send you up to our website, and there's a lot of things to tell you about the website. On the website, there is an app on there that we do from He Must Increase Ministry. It's a free app. It gives you the opportunity to listen to the show wherever you are, whatever you're doing. It's free. Plus, also on the website, hemustincrease.org, just so you can know, there's an opportunity to give if the Lord puts that on your heart. But most importantly, that gives you a great chance to understand who we are, what we're doing, what we're thinking, what we're trying to accomplish, as well as praise and prayer forms that you can fill out that will pray for you, or you can share a praise report, whatever's going on in your life. We want to be a part of it, because guess what? I don't really care about your background. If you love Jesus Christ with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, if you love your neighbor as you love yourself, if you're following the commandments of Jesus Christ, this is a new commandment I give you, John 13, 34, 35, to love one another as I have loved you, then you're our brothers and sisters, and we want to be a part of the family. Let's get the family together before, because we're going to be doing it later. Check it out on HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Yeah, that's one of those sound effects that you're going, what does that have to do with anything? Nothing. But it's funny, and it's more true than most of the media.
That is correct, Dave.
There you go. So here's how we operate the show. For those that are listening in San Diego, I just want to say howdy, howdy. I was in San Diego for about 5 years, and now I've been almost in 5 years in the Texas area, in Irving and in Dallas and in just the DFW area. Now we're doing both. Who knew? And so what we're trying to do is the same thing that we've always been trying to do, and that's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, strengthen one another as we see the day of the return of Jesus Christ getting closer and closer. That is what you got to know about the show. Plus, when you hear something and it really touches you or moves you and it kind of gets into you, if the Lord's using it to help you draw closer to the Lord, that's the thing to hang on to. You don't have to agree with everything I say, because I don't agree with everything I said 30 years ago. What you have to do is draw closer to the Lord, and what you have to do is be responsive to what He puts into your heart and mind, how He leads you. So that's a big, big, big part of our process. But now we're going to get into teaching. Uh-oh. Teaching? Yeah, we actually do teaching, and we do trivia, and we do jokes, and we do history, and, of course, sound effects like we told you. Here we go. We're in the book of Timothy, and for those that are following along, we're in Timothy chapter 4. And we're at verse 10. That's Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. And it says this: "For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God." Ooh. Listen to that. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. "For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God." So when that word says we suffer reproach, that word, so that you can know, in the Greek is agonizometha. And you're thinking, what is it? It's actually agonizometha. And that means to agonize. That's actually where we get the word agonize from. It means that in the gospel, in our labor, in our process, there are times where we actually do agonize. We kind of push our way through, and it's difficult, and it's a struggle, and it's a toil, which is where you get the translations that will say strive. So it says that we strive for this. It's like it's an agonizing process, and what we do is agonize with the Lord, with the Lord as our partner, in advancing the kingdom of God. Because don't forget one thing, friend. Don't forget one thing. This is a spiritual war. And it is the war for souls. If everybody thinks that the Lord's tarrying because He just wants to see how good mankind can do, that's wrong. If you think the Lord is doing anything but waiting until the full number of people are saved, you'd be incorrect. Because when the last person says, "Yes, Jesus," the program's over. But until that happens, we labor, we're in a warfare process, we're telling people, we're sharing. Some people really dislike that, and they kind of like, you know, they're mean, you know. And then there's other people, and they love it, and they get saved. It's part of the process, the back and forth. And what we do is we agonize because we trust the living God. So let me say something about that. Trusting the living God. Well, what does that mean? That means that sometimes we go through these really unique spiritual attacks because we trust Him. In fact, a distinguishing mark of the children of God is going through some of that warfare because we don't trust in governments or in cultures, but we do trust in the living God. Then all of creation that's in rebellion against God don't like us. We don't like those guys. They're not one of us. Right. That's exactly correct. We're one of his. It's a distinguishing mark for us as the children of God because we trust in the Creator himself, that the rebellious creation hates us like they hated Jesus. But you know what we do? We strive, we agonize, we push, we keep going. Have you ever felt like giving up? You're not alone. Have you ever felt like, oh, I've had too much? This is just getting nutsy. I don't know how much more I can do. Have you ever felt like you just wanted to lay it down and say, take it away from me? I know this guy who's my Lord and Savior who went to the Garden of Gethsemane and said, you know, this is just a lot. And I'd love you to take this. But not my will, but thy will be done. Prayer with submission to the will of God. That's the example that Jesus set. And sometimes, you know, it feels that way. It feels like, man, this is so hard. It's so difficult. But we do what Jesus taught us to do. We keep going forward, taking one step after another. You know, it's like we say this a lot to one another. Well, you know, it's like three steps forward, two steps back. Yeah, but that's still net one step. So that ain't bad. And every time we're drawing closer, we're doing the right thing as we draw closer to the Lord and help advance the kingdom of God. Get it? Okay. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, and KBRIGHT 1240, the Christian station in San Diego. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull-oney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What the issue is this guy hears the gospel from Philip, and in that presentation of the gospel is baptism. That is not negotiable in the sense that there's no way you can remove that. And he responds by saying, I want to be part of this family. I want to be connected to this. I hear the good news. I want the grace and the mercy. I want to do whatever it takes to show my response, not just to you, Philip, but to the entire world. I'm a Christian. And that's what baptism does. And while I think it's dangerous to say, if you're not, you can never get in, because I don't believe that's correct, I also think it's dangerous to say, nobody needs to do it. That's incorrect, too. Your baptism is an open proclamation of an inward work. Don't you ever forget, the Lord requires that. If you've never been baptized, get baptized. Don't, oh, we've got to do it right this way. Arrange to get baptized. That's it. If you've never done it, you should do it because it's a declaration of your faith. That's the response to the gospel. You're saying by identifying, going down and up, in baptism, the end of you, the beginning of him in you. Okay. That just seems like doesn't even seem like that's complex. I think everybody should just go, yeah, okay, got it.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty. And as with every...
Oh, welcome back. T to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station in Texas. That's KAAM 770 and KBRIGHT 1240, the Christian Station in beautiful San Diego. Welcome aboard. I hope you guys are ready because we're going right into Bible trivia because that's what we do. Here we go. What did Abraham do, according to Genesis 12, that made him right with God? What did Abraham do that made him right with God? If you think you know the answer, by the way, you can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That is 214-210-8483. Plus, you can, if you so choose, email us, david@hemustincrease.org. What did Abraham do that made him right with God? See, that's just a straightforward question. Gives you the opportunity to think, what did Abraham do that made him so distinctive that the Lord was like, yeah, that's awesome, right? And so then there's this great response that Abraham gives towards the Lord, and the Lord loves it. Isn't that fantastic? That is fantastic. We love it. Okay, what do we got here? We do have somebody ready to answer the trivia question, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, this is Stephen.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome.
Pretty good.
Good, good. Ready? All right, here you go. Ready for it? Here we go. And I'm going to lay it out before you and let you answer. What did Abraham do that made him right with God?
He stopped the knife from killing, didn't kill his son.
Okay, what did he do before that when God gave him the promise? What did he do when God gave him his promise? He heard that promise and he, how did he respond to it? Did he doubt it? Did he doubt it or go the opposite direction?
So what he did opposite. He did what he said.
And so he had what we would say, faith.
Submission.
He had faith. He had belief. Faith. That is correct, sir. He had belief. So what made him unique is he believed God, right? And because he believed God, God counted it as righteous. God said, "Ooh, very impressive. You believe. I'm going to bless you now, and I'm going to make a multitude of people be blessed through your seed," which is referring to Christ. Excellent job, though, and that's the very first. Is this your first time calling?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, thank you so much for doing that. Whereabouts you located?
I'm in Ennis, Texas.
Okay, just making sure, and it's great to have you call in, and please do it again. No matter what happens on all these trivia questions, we'll get you there.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Excellent job. All right. Here we go. So on our show, we have this thing called DNA. Do you know what DNA is? So it's supposed to be like the building blocks of what things are made of kind of mentality. It's poorly said, but it's close enough because I'm not a scientist. I'm not an ist at anything. Here it is. This is our DNA. D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day that ends in Y, spend some time with the guy in the sky. Just every day. Every day. Hey, here's another one. Every day that you breathe, spend time with God separated. You and God. Just the two. Yep, that's what I'm saying. That's D out of DNA. Draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Even if the world goes, what? Well, I wouldn't serve a God that does that. Hey, here's a great response to that. Tough. I'm not going to change my eternity because you're not happy. That ain't going to happen. And then A, so we got D, we got N, and here's the A. A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. OPM, other people matter. So what that means is we spend a lot of time concentrating on what we're going through and our issues and our problems. In fact, we probably spend an inordinate amount of time considering that and sweating about it and stressing about it and having anxiety over it. If we would just take some of that time and focus it on other people, we would not only find some relief for ourselves, but we would find the blessing of being connected to other people and sharing in their ups and downs. It expands us and it demonstrates that we serve people. And Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve. That's a big key. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve. Got that? Okay. And then that recap on the triv, just so we make sure everybody got that. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. That was the big key that got everything rolling. Okay, here we go in the rest of the text, and this is just, you know, you'll find out. Lights out, fantastic. There we go. All right, we're back in 1 Timothy. We're in chapter 4, and we're picking it up right in the middle of verse 10, where it says this. So we said, for to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially those who believe. These things command and teach. So let's understand what that means. What does it mean? Who's the Savior of all men? The Savior is God. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is God. And the offer is to all. But it only applies to those who did the same thing Abraham did. It only applies to those who believe. Contrary to the dark theology of universalism, a theory that wrongly proclaims everybody will be saved, the road to life is narrow, Jesus said. And there are few that are on it compared to the wide road to destruction. Jesus, the good moral teacher who would never lie, because that's what people say he is, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He did not say, go ahead and make up your own way and we'll all get along together. That's not what he said. That's not how it went. In the very next verse, Paul's talking to Timothy, writes, let no one despise your youth. You want to get the best thing out of today's 30 minute? Here it is. Don't let that kind of stuff touch you. So Timothy was younger, right? And so you know what they would say about somebody who's younger? Oh, he's just young. He doesn't know. And they would say that. And they would say that to him. He would not only hear about it, they would say it to him. And let me explain something to you. You know what you can do about that stuff? Exactly this. When it says, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to believers in word, conduct, and love, what Paul is saying is don't pay attention to those things that those people say. Don't let that kind of stuff touch you. Because somebody thinks or says something about you doesn't mean you have to wear their yuck like a hat on your head. Oh, that guy, he's just stuffy. He's just this. He's like, you know what? Take that hat out. Don't wear that hat. That's somebody else's hat they bought for you and stuck on your head. Get rid of that. Instead, just be the example you're supposed to be. Not only should we ignore those attacks, but we should go beyond those kind of bizarre attacks, those unfounded attacks, and just show who we truly are in the Lord. And we show ourselves by being an example, by the things that we say and the things that we do. You don't have to own what somebody tries to put on you. Do you know what they do? And this happens a lot, is they'll put this on Christians. Those fanatical, uneducated, hey, I don't see your doctorate. In other words, people do that all the time. So what does that mean? That means nothing. Or here's my favorite line that I've been coming across in warfare lately. Ready? That's just circular reasoning. What do you mean it's circular reasoning? A equals B, B equals C, therefore A equals C. That's the profoundness of logic. Well, here's the logic. God created the universe. The dude can write a book. That's not circular. That's just logical. Step one, step two, step three. And so what they'll go, no, that's circular. How? Wait, how? Circular reasoning, you mean like there was nothing. Wait. And then all of a sudden there was something. So wait. I'm just so we can know. Something came out of nothing from nowhere by no one. Oh, yeah, that's logical. Talk about circular reasoning. Oh, my goodness, that's not even close. That's not even close to accurate. So here's the text in review. Make sure that we stay on top of it. Sometimes you got to push through. Sometimes you got to strive. Sometimes you got to fight your way through in the kingdom. But we do it because we trust in the living God, not a dead God, a living God. He's alive, and he is alive in you, and he pours his life into you. And by trusting in him, we separate ourselves from trusting everything and, quite frankly, everybody else, knowing that he's the only one that doesn't seek to either disappoint us or take advantage of us. In the meantime, we need to recognize that the things that the Lord gives us in salvation are through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and through Jesus Christ alone. And then if somebody tries to drop a hat on you, don't pay attention. Ignore it, okay? All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station in Texas, and KBright 1240, the Christian Station in San Diego. Going to take a break. If you want to listen to more, HeMustIncrease.org. God bless. But I want to get this specific scripture, and it's really important. It's Romans chapter 4, verse 18 through 21. It says this: against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it was said, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. Hey, it was not an impossibility. God gave him a promise when he was 75. It didn't get to fulfilled until he was 100. 25 years between promise and fulfillment, God made sure he was good and dead before the promise came about, so that when Isaac was born, everybody knew, it's amazing, it's a miracle. Exactly. And it wasn't that Abraham didn't know he was old. He faced the fact that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old, 99 before the conception took place, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Verse 20, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. It doesn't say that Abraham went through this and turned around and yelled at God and complained. He gave glory to God. He knew God could do this. And he believed that the promise that God had given him was important. And he held on to that, even though facing the fact, the circumstance was completely wiped out. Guess what? God showed up. I'm telling you right now, you can tell me all you want about circumstances and situations and your feelings and your processes, but I am telling you, when God shows up, according to Scripture and according to testimony, to the law and to the testimony, the Scripture says, to the prophets and to the testimony, here's what you got to be aware of. When God shows up, changes everything. And you're thinking, well, will that happen for Easton Scott? I hope so. But guess what? If my daughter spends her whole life believing, and Easton's whole life believing, that God can step in and this can change and that may yet happen, she's not done a bad thing. She's raised a child with this gracious hope. If God decides not to do that, instead of complaining about it, it's about giving glory to God, believing that he knows what is in our best interest, even when we don't understand. And yes, I get it. There are tough things. I went through a myriad of tough things, and I'm surprised. First of all, I'm surprised that I'm still alive. Second of all, I'm surprised that the Lord brought me through any of them. I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy of it, but he did it anyway.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.